But like you said, we'll be okay with 7 and 5. So is 7 the demand?
I guess you got to call 7 the demand. I really want to call 8 the demand.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Like I said, if you're good, you get at least 8. 7 will buy you another year of getting your guys in there and all that stuff.
If we win fewer than 6, I'll never watch another game. I will never watch another game. I'll never watch another game in my life if we win fewer than 6.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
If we win fewer than 7, I'll never watch another Pruitt game. If we go 6-6, I'm not watching another game until we get a new coach.
A man has to have a code, and I respect it. The 6th one seems a little aggressive.
If we win 4 or fewer, I will end my life. If we win fewer than 4, I'll take everyone with me as well. So everyone in this room and me.
On 1340 WKGN.
So hopefully we don't win 3. You guys better hope we do better than 3-9. We're all in trouble then.
Hour 3 kicking off in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Pick you up a 12-pack of Truly and enjoy Monday Night Football tonight. Man, had a lot of breaking news as we went to break. The biggest, and we'll kick off headlines with it, Chris Peterson resigns, steps down from Washington. Shocking news. This was a guy who was thought as being maybe the top of tier 2 as college football coaches go. You know, before this year, at least before last year, it's been a steady decline. And now Washington is, I guess, going to let Jimmy Lake take over.
What if he's stepping down because he's coming to the SEC?
I don't think that makes sense, and I don't think that's how you get out of contracts and stuff. Although, I guess he could sit out a year and maybe do it. But I don't think it's just going to be tied to him taking a new job. He says he will stay on in an advisory role.
The opener next year is Washington versus Michigan, too.
Really?
Yeah, so that would have been a big matchup there.
Well, how about that?
Chris Peterson
out.
Gone. Stepping down. Appreciate
Jimmy Lake.
A couple of you who sent that in.
Jimmy Lake, the guy stepping in, whoever that is.
It's their defensive coordinator.
All right. Makes sense.
Any big thoughts on him stepping down?
No. No, not really.
I feel like things aren't going well in Washington. I mean, they were 7-5 this year. But, I mean, they were 10-3 last year, 10-2 the year before, 12-2 the year before that, made the playoff.
I mean, if he wants another job, I'm sure he'll have plenty of options.
Yeah, I would be surprised. I'd be really, really surprised if he took a job this year. Now, maybe next year, if a big opening came open and somebody called him. I could see him being a good NFL guy, maybe. Because I think the issue with him is always going to be, especially when it comes to big jobs, Cam, is, like, can he recruit? Like, can you take him somewhere and drop him in somewhere that he's not familiar with? And could he recruit? Now, like, I mean, maybe he could, you know, some people will, of course, speculate and say, was he maybe in line for the USC job and then that Clay Helton stuff broke and it all fell apart and, you know, maybe he would have taken the USC job, but then USC didn't actually come open, but now he's still out. I don't know. Maybe he's just tired of coaching. But that was a guy we all kind of would have graded as a top six coach before the year. Then he went 7-5, and now he's no longer a coach. So this is the last couple of years. I mean, you've had Urban Meyer and Chris Peterson leave. Both those guys are in the top six. Bob Stoops as well. Last 3 years, you've lost 3 of the top 6 or 7 guys. A little bit of a coaching turnover, regime change, or at least a top of the pecking order change. I can't believe Clay Helton's going to survive at USC. 8-4.
Not a bad year.
I guess not. Only one game better than Jeremy Pruitt.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hit me with your headlines.
Lots of news here. The Coastal Circle.
That was a big news.
Yeah, yeah, sure. The Coastal Circle is now complete.
Yeah.
This was interesting. I didn't know that this had happened until a USA Today reporter pointed it out. Nicole Arbuck, well, she's with The Athletic now. Virginia, they won the Coastal Division the other day. You know, they beat Virginia Tech. You said
that was a fun game.
Apologize to Bronco Mendenhall.
That was the first time they'd beaten them since 2003.
Well, what's no? I did not know
Virginia
that.
Hadn't beat Virginia Tech since 2003.
Well, what's crazy about it is it made the unique winner of the Coastal Division for the seventh year in a row. So every single team in the Coastal Division
that
since 2013 has a division title.
That is crazy.
Duke won it in 13, Georgia Tech in 14, UNC in 15, Virginia Tech in 16, then Miami in 17, Pitt last year. And Virginia.
What is their record in the ACC championship game?
I'm assuming 0-7.
It seems like they're 0-7 whenever you're reading those names. I don't recall any of those winning.
No. None of them won, did they?
I don't think so.
No, because Clemson's beaten the last four, right? Or the last – Clemson beat Pitt.
Florida State would have won one.
Miami, Virginia Tech, UNC. 2014, who did Georgia – maybe Georgia Tech won it.
Okay.
Yeah, past seven. Last year was Clemson. 17, Clemson. 16, Clemson. 15, Clemson. 14, Florida State. 13, Florida State.
Oh, yeah, Florida State went back-to-back playoffs.
12, Florida State.
I just remember that Georgia Tech team did play in the Orange Bowl against Mississippi State.
Yeah. So, 7-0.
Last time a Coastal
0-7,
won
I guess.
Was 2010 was the last time a Coastal won when Virginia Tech won it.
Wow. A long time ago.
And Georgia Tech did win it in 09, but it got vacated.
Josh Shaw, a defensive back for the Cardinals, was suspended by the NFL for betting on league games. You familiar with Josh Shaw?
I mean, sort of.
He's a DB for the Cardinals. He was suspended.
He's playing the Bengals.
I don't know. He was suspended for at least through the 2020 season.
Wait, Josh Shaw, that's the guy who went to USC, right?
Yes.
See the guy who jumped off who had that big story about jumping off the building?
Yep.
Remember that? He had said he like tried to rescue a kid from drowning, and he jumped off his second-story balcony window, and like USC did this big thing about how he was a hero, and then it turned out he had just smoked some synthetic marijuana and tried to jump off and like hurt his ankle.
Ah, yeah, that K2.
Right? That's what happened? He like hurt his ankle?
Yeah.
Well, apparently he also bets.
He did play with the Bengals, yeah.
He also bets on league games. He bet on games multiple times this season, and a league investigation uncovered no evidence indicating any inside information was used for any game or that it was compromised in any way, but they're suspending him through the 2020 season. He was drafted by Cincinnati in 2015. He's been around the league, Kansas City, Tampa Bay, Arizona. I feel like a guy should be able to bet on the other games.
I want to know what his record was.
You mean if he made any money?
Yeah.
Well.
And like how much he was betting. That's what I need to know.
I would like to know that as well. Antonio Brown suggests that he would be the perfect Christmas gift for Tom Brady.
He wants to come back bad.
Why don't they just let him?
He apologized. He said he's sorry to Robert Kraft. Like, hey, sorry about that time I talked about you getting special massages. My bad, bro.
I mean, we all know it happened.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. You were really nice to me.
Kid Rock insists he is not racist after he drunkenly bashed Oprah over the weekend. Kid Rock had a vulgar tirade directed at Oprah when he was at the big-ass honky-tonk, his place in Nashville. You know, his bar he opened there?
Uh-huh.
Screaming into a microphone, F Oprah, before he was ultimately helped off the stage. Kid Rock was seen in a clip giving a foul-mouthed rant, causing customers at his own Tennessee bar to boo him. In the clip, he was seen squatting up and down in a vulgar manner, complaining. Oprah Winfrey is like, hey, I just want women to believe in this. F her. She can... Oh. I don't even know how to censor this one. She can blank my blank sideways.
Oh, no.
He said.
Oh, no.
And if you say that people say, hey, I'm pretty sure Kid Rock's a racist, I'm like, okay, fine, F off.
Oh, no.
Apparently, this was a real drunken tirade. He was talking about how he was going to go on Oprah one time, and I guess basically she didn't want him to come on. He's got a real problem with Oprah. And Joy Behar. Important to remember, he also said Joy Behar can blank his blank.
Okay, so we got a white woman
so
in there.
So it's not just Oprah.
Okay.
He also made lewd gestures with the same hand indicating what he would theoretically like for Oprah and Joy Behar to do.
Okay.
As he held a drink in his other hand.
Sure.
So Kid Rock having a big time over the weekend at the big ass honky tonk.
Okay.
I also said F Kathy Gifford. I guess he pretty much went off on everyone.
What a weird trio of women he has beef with.
Yeah.
Just like any woman on TV, I guess.
I don't know. He said something about he was going to go on Oprah, and he seems really bitter that he didn't get to go on Oprah. I don't know. I think it's time to... I'm done with Kid Rock. You still standing by your guy? I've had enough Kid Rock in my life.
I'm not listening to Kid Rock these days, no.
I wonder why he hates him so much. I'm not a bad guy. I'm just an honest guy, he insisted.
Either way.
He also released a new line of t-shirts, God, Guns, and Trump. That's what they say. So, and on the back, they have a map of the U.S., and the red states are considered the United States of America,
mm-hmm.
and the blue states, these are from the past election, the states that carried blue, he's labeled as Dumb F a Stan. So... pretty cool shirt there. Get your Christmas orders in on that. Texas set to overhaul its staff. They fired their coordinators, Todd Orlando and Drew Merringer, and they've demoted Tim Beck. I don't know who all these guys are, but basically everybody that's not Tom Herman is being demoted.
It's everyone's fault except Tom Herman's.
Yeah. He is completely overhauling the staff, and that... almost certainly means he's getting fired next year.
Yeah, it looks like it, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what happens when you do that, right? You overhaul the whole staff. It gives you one more year, and then you get fired, basically.
Mm-hmm. Very rarely do you turn that around.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. Let's see. What else do we have here? Billie Eilish. You familiar with her?
Yeah.
She did not know who Van Halen is. And people on the internet are mad at her over it.
She doesn't need to
know. Because
she
doesn't know who Van Halen is.
Who Van Halen is.
I don't care who Van Halen is. I've never really.
Billie Eilish makes better music than Van Halen.
Normally I'd stand up for my old classic rock guys, but I don't really care for Van Halen either.
Yeah.
So they never did it for me. Although Billie Eilish, I don't know that she does it for me either. I tried to listen to a couple of her songs,
okay.
And they're just kind of weird.
Yeah, they're a little weird.
Pretty weird.
I like them,
though. I don't really see the appeal in it. But I'm not big on Van Halen either. So, you know, say what you want, I guess. Yeah. But, yeah, apparently people are mad because she doesn't know who Van Halen was.
Her stuff on Spotify?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like, I guess, her biggest song.
I'm sure it's outdoing Van Halen.
Bad Guy? Mm-hmm. You want to guess how many she has? How many plays of
how many
bad
guys plays
she has?
On Spotify?
Yeah, just of her biggest song.
I don't know, 400 million.
400 million? That's not a bad guess. Cam, you want to take a stab at it?
625 million.
Not bad. 993 million.
Man.
Let's see what Van Halen
that's,
is biggest.
Well, obviously she's got it's Spotify.
Looks like the biggest 2015 remaster of Jump. 297 million. So Billie Eilish wins this round.
I mean, I don't think you can judge the old rockers versus the new age Spotify crowd.
Just saying, she.
Well, yeah, but she's got the whole youth behind her. I mean, obviously they're going
to. People like you, do you not listen to the Rolling Stones on Spotify?
Yeah, but a lot of people.
What's
who,
the difference?
Well, a lot of older
people. My mom listens to Spotify.
A lot of older people who love the Rolling
Russell
Stones are not on Spotify.
Russell listens to Spotify. Bear probably listens to Spotify.
No, he listen. He's an Apple Music guy.
Either way. Same family. Who's being the ageist now?
I'm just saying, in general, maybe not.
I doubt Bear's listening to Billie Eilish. My mom's not.
Know about Bear.
My mom's not listening to Billie
Barely.
Eilish.
He listens to a lot of weird stuff, so you never know.
I'm just saying, they got more fans.
I'm just
or
saying.
More, I guess, potential fans.
All I'm saying is that you can.
You're acting like old people can't use Spotify,
that's
bro.
Not,
it's
no,
not,
no, no,
it's
come
not
on.
Hard at all.
Come on,
just
that's
open
not what I'm.
And search and hit play. That's not difficult.
That's not what I'm
you
trying to say.
You don't have to be a millennial or a Gen Zer to understand how to.
That's not what I'm trying to
open
say.
Open up Spotify and hit
that's
play.
That's not what I'm trying to say. But it's. I mean,
it's not like a Excel sheet. It's not like trying to convert a Word document to PDF. It's.
Is that hard?
I don't know. Harder than Spotify.
Who does Excel sheets? Isn't that mostly older people?
Young people do Excel sheets too.
Do they? Well, people in like accounting.
I was gonna say Kendall's always got Excel sheets.
Well, she's an accounting. Yeah. She, I imagine she has to deal with a lot of them. That would be stressful as hell.
It stresses me out just looking at her do it.
Those spreadsheets, like
yeah. It makes me nervous. Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports. It's Fan Run Radio. I want to take a snapshot now that we are through another college football season. This Chris Peterson news, him being gone. Who do you consider the top coaches now? Because, I mean, like, if you look at who the most successful teams are this year, I mean, Dabo, he's an OG to the club. Dabo's been in the best college coaches club. Are we willing to put Ed Orgeron and Ryan Day up there? Because those guys are both going to be in the playoff. Those guys are both, you know, LSU's 7-point favorites in the SEC championship. Ohio State's 17-point favorites over Wisconsin.
Let's see what Coach O does against Kirby first.
You think Georgia's got a shot in that game?
I do.
Really?
I do. I think that's going to be a good game. I think Georgia's good enough defensively to make that a game. It'll be a close game.
And if you're looking at who has more to play for, Georgia has made more to play for.
Yes, they do.
LSU already has their spot locked up. If you are a conspiracy theorist, the SEC would be behooved to let Georgia win that game to get two teams in the playoff.
Yeah, and I think it could happen. I mean, I really root for – I mean, I don't really know if I should. If I want
to. Are you
about
to say you're going to root for Georgia in the SEC?
No, absolutely not. Okay. God, no. I was going to say I kind of root for LSU, and I don't know if I should say that since we're in the same conference.
Oh, no, it's fine to root for LSU.
I mean, we didn't
win the championship
them.
Or to win the championship?
I mean, we didn't play them this year. I mean, we don't. They're on the other side of the.
Yeah, I don't know if you can say that.
I really like Joe Burrow.
Yeah, okay.
And I like that camera work they did. Inspired
that camera
by
was
my,
awesome.
Inspired by my favorite director, Martin Scorsese.
Whose movie you couldn't even stay awake for.
I'm going to watch it when I get home.
Maybe. I've heard bad things.
Yeah, I heard the last hour and a half drags.
Yeah, I've heard.
I mean, it's,
all the concerns that I had, I've kind of heard from the people I listen to and people I read, just like, it's not believable, old-ass Robert De Niro throwing somebody out of the bar and stomping him, just kind of like, he can barely walk. Like,
I would expect you to probably have that take. I've heard a lot of good things about it
okay.
from people that like Scorsese and like those actors, and
okay.
they say it's some of his best work, so.
I haven't heard anybody say that, but.
I've read a lot of people that have said that.
Okay.
So, maybe we're just in different echo chambers.
Maybe.
Or is that what that's called? Different.
Maybe we just were looking for confirmation bias would be more of the thing than our echo chamber, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm looking at it pretty fairly,
sure.
And I think you're just trying to fit your narrative that it's too long.
I think that you hyped it up for a year and then couldn't even be bothered to watch it. for 4 days after it came out.
First, I didn't have the internet at my mom's house. My mother does not have the internet.
You have a hotspot, right, on your phone?
I'm telling you, she doesn't even have the internet.
You have a hotspot on your phone.
You can't connect a Netflix TV. She doesn't have Netflix. She doesn't have any of that.
Okay.
So I had to wait until I got back. I got here at midnight.
You're watching YouTube TV on the way home. You could have...
I got back at midnight.
Popped up Netflix.
I can't enjoy a movie on the interstate.
Either way.
A football game, you can just check in and out.
Either way. LSU, you're rooting for them.
I like Burrow. I like Coach O.
I thought you were going to say just over Georgia. Or I thought you said you were going to root for Georgia because you want two SEC teams again.
No, absolutely
I was going to say, you can't say that.
No, I don't want that.
I feel like you shouldn't be rooting for LSU to win the national championship either. Although I do feel like everyone, for some reason, has a soft spot for LSU. I think we all kind of like Ed Orgeron. Or at least I think a lot of Tennessee fans. A lot of college football fans like Ed Orgeron, despite him trying to steal our recruits after he left us in the middle of the night with Kiffin.
I mean, I think he's pretty likable as a coach, though.
I don't know. I mean, he's a big, dumb idiot. So, I mean, I guess he's a big, dumb oaf.
People
so, like
big, dumb idiots.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the reasons our show's so popular.
Right. Because you have me, and then you have a big oaf.
Yeah. I'll let the people decide on whether or not you're allowed to root for LSU.
I don't care what
Because I don't know
say.
Who else you root for. Because, like I said, Clemson doesn't look likable when you have Dabo playing woe is me.
That's the last team I want to lose. I'd prefer Ohio State to win over Clemson. I hate Clemson.
I think Clemson's winning round one. I think Clemson beats either LSU or Ohio State in the first game is what I think is going to happen.
Well, they'll play LSU. Won't they?
If LSU beats Georgia, LSU should be ranked number one, in my opinion. Don't you think?
I don't know.
If LSU beats number four, they should definitely be number one.
I don't know.
In my opinion.
Well, the committee, that's interesting. I don't know what the committee will do there. Because LSU would be number two. I guarantee if they could have got Alabama in, the people that really talk about the bias and all that, if they could have gotten Alabama in, LSU would have stayed at two. So Bama and LSU would have had to play each other.
But Alabama wasn't getting in. Anybody that knows anything about college football knew that Alabama was done when Tua went out. Like, you can't argue for Alabama after that.
I think maybe if they had beaten Auburn, I think they might have gotten in.
No.
Yeah, I think
no,
so.
Anyone that knows absolutely anything about college football knew that Alabama was cooked.
Anybody that knows anything about college football knows they didn't want Utah in the college football playoff. Because it does absolutely nothing for ratings, does nothing for any of that. So
as we sit here on December 2nd, Utah has infinitely better chances of getting in the playoff than Alabama.
Well, they do
does.
Now because Bama lost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bama's
anyone
done now.
Anyone with half a brain knew that.
Well, they're done.
Mm-hmm.
With half a brain, you're acting like they struggled offensively. They put up 45 points.
Threw two pick sixes.
Yeah,
so they subtract did. They subtract did. Some of those points.
Well, which narrative are you going to ride? That the defense is no good or that the
– Both.
Okay.
Both. Okay. Both. Both are true.
They did have two pick sixes. I mean, the offense put up 45 points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean
– But if he's track 14, they put up 31.
Still a decent day. It's a,
solid.
The offense.
Yeah.
I mean
– Yeah, solid day.
It doesn't matter because they're not getting in at this point. I am
– As anyone with half a college football brain knew.
That's just not true. I knew that the committee did not want Utah in.
Okay.
You can't convince me that they want Utah.
We'll
in
see if Utah gets in over Oklahoma.
I'm thinking Oklahoma will get in.
Maybe. Does Lincoln Riley fit somewhere in this this tier one or tier two coaches? I guess he'd be more of a candidate for tier two. I'm asking how do we feel. Who is tier one now? Is it just Dabo?
No.
You still put Saban in tier one?
Yeah. I mean, you got to look at the whole body of work.
Is it just Saban and Dabo? Is that it?
Is it, at the end of the day, maybe just the guys who have the most talent?
The guys at the best schools?
Like, do we think – obviously coaching matters, but I used to say it mattered like 50-50, and now I almost look at it like personnel means just so much more.
I don't know.
If you don't have the players – there are coaches who get more from – Like Dan Mullen, I think he's a really, really good coach.
Yeah.
At squeezing everything out of his players. There are guys.
I think Saban lost the Alabama game for Alabama.
Do what now?
I think Saban lost the game.
Yeah,
they had more talent than Auburn, so like personnel matters, but
he got out coached.
Coaching still matters too. I don't know what the breakdown is, but I don't think it's just simply who has more talent.
No, I mean it's not. Simply that, but I don't know if it's 50-50 or if it's 60-40. I don't know what the breakdown is, but at the end of the day, the teams that have the most talent, win the championships.
Sure.
Always.
Sure.
You never see, you know, the years when you have a good up-and-coming team and they've been good all year, like the year Missouri's undefeated or like the year Kansas was undefeated. They still don't win the championship at the end of the day. West Virginia's, they don't win championships. Mm-hmm. It's Bama, it's Clemson, Florida, teams like that. Ohio State.
So who all's in Tier 1 right now? Just Saban and Dabo? Is that it?
I mean, do you – it depends on what you're looking at. I mean, because
I'm asking.
I think today you throw Coach O in there,
really.
But like, if you're looking just historically, he wouldn't be anywhere near it.
I know. I'm not just taking 1 year. I'm kind of looking for like maybe a 3 year sample, or maybe trying to project. Like, is this LSU thing legit moving forward, or is it Joe Burrow?
I think it's more Burrow. But today,
we think it's more Burrow, then I'm not going to put Ed O into Tier 1 status.
No, again, it depends on what you're asking. I do
think it's fair to put him in Tier 2 status now, which is something we never thought we would say.
He gets a lot out of his players, and they really want to play for him.
Right, but I don't trust him tactically or to handle timeouts or to handle game situations.
Do you trust him tactically against, like, a Kirby?
We'll see what happens with Joe Brady. Which is a part of being a head coach. I think he's hired the right coordinators. We'll see if they keep that passing game. He said, you know, he was asked about somebody trying to hire Joe Brady away, and he said we got a plan to keep him. So,
I think Tier 1's still Saban Dabo. I mean, I don't think we can just take 1 year and now if Dabo goes and wins a title this year, then maybe you start having the conversation about is Dabo better than Saban.
Tier 2's gotten a lot different than it was last year, the year before. Like, you've had Peterson leave. We kind of talked about, you know, you've had Lincoln Riley ascend. You've had guys that you felt good about, like David Shaw.
Yeah.
David Shaw was near the top of Tier 2, and I don't know if he's anywhere near it now.
I mean, at some point, don't you have to ask where Kyle Whittingham ranks?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he might be the new Pac-12 coach that's there.
He's been doing it for a long time.
He's taking Chris Peterson and David Shaw's spot, perhaps.
His favorite band is the Stones, too, which I like about him.
I bet he knows how to Spotify.
I would imagine. I mean, he's not 75.
Let's play some Winners and Losers of the Weekend coming up next.
Your pet is...
This segment brought to you by Integracon Technologies, helping businesses both small and large. Integracon deals with some big-time clients, some high-end networking systems. You can get your IT needs, big banks, big healthcare systems, government entities, things like that. Or if you're just a small business and you need help protecting your business, you can do it with the resources at Integracon Technologies. Many small businesses, of course, prefer to outsource their IT needs. With Integracon, you can grow as you go. Check out Integracon, based right here in Knoxville, for your IT needs. Integracon Technologies, we get IT.
All right, let's play some Winners and Losers of the Weekend. Hurry, we're running out of time. Cam, hit the music.
Winners and losers, winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners and losers.
All right, Cody, up first. Who were your winners of the weekend?
Number three winner for me, I'm going to go with Clay Helton at USC. His job.
Congratulations.
Saving his job. It wasn't easy. He had the burners on him all year, had the pressure on all year, had the flame lit under his seat, as they would say, because his seat was hot.
I get it.
And Clay Helton finds a way to get USC to 8-4, could get 9 wins with the bowl game, got some talent coming back, good young quarterback. Things looking up a little for USC, although
I bet they still wish they could have had Urban Meyer.
Yeah, and he's probably not completely out of the dark just yet. I mean, you still got people going around with the reports saying he's fired and stuff, but Bruce Feldman and other reputable journalists.
I don't think they'd come out and deny it if he was keeping his job, or if he was losing his job. So
I think he saved his job. Number two winner for me, I got to go with Gus Malzahn. Similar
the Gus
reason.
Bus.
Similar reason, but he beats Nick Saban for, what, the fourth time? The fourth time Gus has beaten Saban?
Yep.
And he's done it yet again at home, and everybody's always talking about firing Gus, and Gus saves himself yet again. Will the Auburn fans ever stop talking about firing Gus? I mean, nobody's beaten Alabama more than Gus. Gus beats Bama, you know, every other year, couple of years. Beating him four times.
Yeah.
Nobody else can say that. Dabo. He's only beaten him twice, though, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, they don't play every year.
Sure.
What do you think? Where are you at on Gus?
I think Gus was fortunate to win that game, and I think Gus is not very good, and I think he's fine, but...
I mean, he's a good coach to have, though, isn't he?
Alabama got screwed at the end of the first half by getting a second put back on there for them to kick a field goal. I thought that the pick sixes were pretty fortunate.
But
he won. It's fine. Like, yeah, he's good.
He got the thing over on Saban with the punter.
Lining
the punter up out there.
He did.
But if you're Auburn, would you take a chance?
I mean, who are you going to get better?
Right, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I mean, like, he's yeah.
If you're an Auburn fan, are you happy with Gus though? Or are you just?
I think the days of Gus competing for national championships are over. I just don't think they'll get back there anytime soon. Which that's fine, but you're not.
You don't think they could?
Nah, they're not going to pass Alabama. They can just hope to upset them.
I think they're kind of always right on the cusp of it.
But I mean, they've only played.
Gus
for
has
one.
Gotten them to two national championships.
One.
Well, I mean, with Cam,
though,
that
right.
was him.
That
was him
though.
And Cam.
I know. I'm just.
That wasn't Gene Chizik. I mean, I know it was Gene Chizik.
Yeah, I'm just.
Yeah. They got him back.
He got to one in 2000, what, 13?
13.
It's been.
That's when he turned him around from winning.
Right, but I mean, it's been 7 years. So, I mean.
It's been a while, but he's beaten Alabama.
Yeah.
Since, occasionally they'll win 10 games.
Had a chance and then choked against Georgia in the SEC championship. So, I mean. Yeah. He's fine. I just don't think he is winning any, getting to the national championship anytime soon, getting to the playoff anytime soon. Okay. Is that your biggest winner? Or is that
my number
two?
One winner is Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow has.
What the hell did he do this year?
He
week?
Broke the SEC passing record.
Okay, I didn't see that.
And he's. I mean, he's basically locked up the Heisman.
Okay.
They whipped Texas A&M pretty easy, but I mean, he's broken the SEC passing records.
Okay.
So
I didn't see that. So
it's a huge weekend.
Congrats
for him.
To Joe Burrow.
He
is your number one.
I don't know exactly what records. I think he broke two or three different records. I think it was yards.
My winners of the weekend, number three, your king, Derrick Henry.
Oh, God.
Whenever that stat starts circulating about, 2,000 total yards the last 16 games, and everyone's like, wait, it's December, it's Derrick Henry time. He's a big winner of the weekend. Early fumble, doesn't matter. Give him the ball, get out of the way. King Henry and the Titans are here. Bend the knee. Number two, onside kicks. I went back to Thursday night and Thanksgiving as well. But onside kicks, they're back. For a while, like no one was able to get any. My man Young Ho from the Falcons, he got three.
Young Wei.
Oh. Am I pronouncing it wrong?
Yeah, it's pronounced Young Wei.
Young Ho with three onside kicks. You had the Patriots get one.
Racist.
Or almost get one. You had the Panthers get one. Onside kicks made a big return this weekend. Number one, again, I included Thanksgiving. I went with Michigan basketball to go from unranked to number four in the country. And Jim Harbaugh and Michigan football sucks again. Michigan officially a basketball school. Congratulations to them. Congratulations to Juwan Howard. They are the biggest winners of the Thanksgiving weekend. Shout out to them. Cody, hit me with your losers.
Number three loser, I'm going with the NFC East. Dallas sucks, Philly sucks, and we've got multiple good teams in both the NFC North and the NFC West. This is a year when I really wish the division winner did not get in out of the NFC East because I don't think they're going to matter. I think either one of them are going to lose their first game, Dallas or Philly. Whoever comes out of there. It's just not good. The NFC East is no good. You lose to the Bills and the Dolphins. I'd much rather see the Rams get in over any those teams, and it's just not possible. So maybe there's a little bias coming from me because I'm such a big Rams fan, but still yet, NFC East sucks. Number two loser for me, I'm going with Nick Saban. We've talked about it at length on the show. But Nick Saban coming out of the weekend looking like a loser, looking like he's lost his edge. I don't know for sure that he has, but that's certainly the narrative. And not a good weekend for him. Alabama misses the college football playoff for the first time. Number one loser for me over the weekend, my own personal fire fest, the Emerald Coast Classic. What the hell was that? Why was that even a tournament? We couldn't watch any of the games on TV. I mean, people are sending YouTube links to watch the game. There's no coverage. It looks like we're in an empty high school gym. There's no broadcasters. Where was it? I don't even know where it was. Somewhere in Florida?
I believe it was close to Dayton. That's not a place.
Dayton. It could have been
Florida in Florida place. I don't think that's a place. Daytona. Daytona? Daytona? I don't think it was Daytona. I don't know what the hell.
It could have been in Honduras, based on what I saw on the television. No broadcasters, no nothing. You got a top 20 matchup against VCU, and it's just nothing. It's trash.
Yeah.
There's nobody in the gym.
That was bad.
And some jerk tried to correct me and said,
it's in Niceville, Florida.
It didn't look very
campus
nice to me.
Campus of Northwest Florida State College.
Did not look very nice to me. Awful. The fire fest of college basketball tournaments.
Is that your number one?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I thought that was number two. My three biggest losers of the weekend. Number three, I went with Virginia Tech. You had a chance to win the ACC. Is it the Coastal Division?
Yes.
You had a chance to win the Coastal Division against your rival that you own. You had not lost to them since 2003, and Justin Fuente went in and lost as favorites. That's unfortunate. That's a big loss. He had a chance to salvage himself. Because, I mean, we've talked about Justin Fuente and Virginia Tech being kind of a bust and a flop and, like, wow, he thought this guy was going to be great. He had quietly rallied and got Virginia Tech back in the top 25 and had a chance to win the ACC Coastal Division. Instead, he loses to his rivals, Virginia and Bronco Mendenhall, for the first time since 2003.
Weren't you a big Fuente guy?
I liked Fuente. Yeah, I wanted Fuente in 2015. I don't really know if he stinks.
Who was the basketball coach you wanted?
Will Wade. Winner.
Will Wade and Justin Fuente. That used to be your combo, right?
Yep.
That's right.
That's who I won in 2015.
And we ended up with Barnes.
And Pruitt.
Pruitt.
Yeah. Well, we kept Butch and let him run into the ground and then obviously Pruitt.
I don't know who I'd take in that scenario.
I would take Pruitt and Barnes at this point.
Yeah, I mean, based on the time, though.
I would rather have had Will Wade and Fuente over Butch, though. But either way, Fuente's not great, if that's the point. Like, yeah, he's not.
Not everybody's Bronco Mendenhall.
Amen to that, brother. Number two for me, the second biggest losers of the Thanksgiving weekend. I'll go with Ole Miss players. They lose the Egg Bowl. They embarrass themselves with the whole dog peeing thing, which is funny, but it's going to be something they're remembered for. And then their kicker blowing an extra point. That's one of your all-time gaffes. That's going to get played every year. That's going to get named. That's going to live on in Egg Bowl lore. And then you lose your coach, and you're sad, and you don't want to lose your coach, but now he's gone. That makes you big losers.
You live in Mississippi.
And you live in Oxford, Mississippi. That has to suck, too. But my number one biggest losers of the weekend, I'm going to go Nick Saban and just whining coaches in general. A lot of them this weekend. A lot of guys getting embarrassed by their rivals. A lot of guys being asked questions and getting mad about it. Mike Leach, Dabo, Jim Harbaugh, spearheaded by Nick Saban talking about unfair things. Just really unfair that they tricked me with their punter. Just really unfair.
It's a bad look.
To lose the game with 12 men on the field, my God.
You know who you don't see complaining?
Couldn't be us. We had 13.
You know a coach that wasn't complaining after the weekend?
Jeremy Pruitt.
That's right. That's who I was going to say.
Okay, who were you going to say?
Jeremy Pruitt.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Jeremy Pruitt.
Yeah, because his team won.
His team won.
Six of the last seven.
We have to be on, what, the second? Is it third longest winning streak in the SEC? Is that correct? We have to be, right?
Maybe.
Behind LSU and Georgia?
When did Georgia lose? Yeah.
They lost to South Carolina after they played us.
Yeah, we got to be the third. Yeah.
Feels good.
It does feel good. Can't believe I wanted to fire the guy.
Play some Last Call after the break. Last call on the program brought to you by Volunteer Vodka, award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. Stop by and pick you up a bottle. All right, Cody, bump the brakes or keep rolling. You want to go first or second?
Second.
Okay. Washington Post food critic.
Now give it to me.
Apparently blows up the spot and gets a man caught cheating on his wife. A Washington Post food critic. Let's see what this guy's name is. Tom. Let's see. I don't know. His last post included the question, "Well, Tom, your latest review is accompanied by a picture of my husband dining with a woman who isn't me. Once confronted with photographic evidence, he confessed to having an ongoing affair. Just thought you'd be amused to hear your part in the drama. This Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for you." He, I guess, went to eat at a restaurant and accompanies his post with the picture. I guess in the picture was a man enjoying dinner with a woman. The wife then finds the picture and boom, marriage over.
That's why you don't take your side girls to nice restaurants.
That's why you don't have side girls, Cam.
That too, yes.
Yeah.
Well, there's always two sides to every story. I'd like to know what the wife was up to as well. Maybe nothing. Maybe she's the victim here. But let's not just assume.
You got a story?
A Canadian woman arrested for not doing something insane is awarded damages. It had to do with an escalator.
Okay.
I know I'll get you with escalator.
I love escalators.
You're a big escalator guy.
I'm so fascinated by escalators. Like, at one point, we're like, you know what? Walking upstairs is too much. We just need to ride.
How about the ones at the airports that just carry you flat?
Do you walk whenever you're on the escalator, or do you stop?
I stop, then ride.
Cam, you ride, or you keep walking?
It depends on if there's people behind me or not, but I'm kind of scared of escalators, so I don't really.
Is everybody?
I had a traumatic experience as a child.
On an escalator?
Yeah.
So you're a stairs guy?
Yeah. Or
you never take the escalator?
I do sometimes, okay. But like.
You get nervous?
If it's an option.
What happened? Did your pants get caught in there or something?
No, I was like a kid. And you know in like Macy's and places how they like cross?
Uh-huh.
Like one's going down, one's going up. Sure. I would always like touch the other one.
Yeah,
but
sure.
When I was a kid, I guess I forgot to let go or something.
And it just drug you over the side?
It lifted me up. So
oh, no.
I'm hanging from the top of an escalator.
Oh, no.
Just pretty
going
good grip
up,
strength by you.
And my dad's yelling at me like, get down. I was like, well, if I get down, I'm going to die.
You're going to really get down.
Yeah.
I end up crawling over and, making it. Before I hit the top, but some lady at the desk was just staring at us the entire time.
Sounds like you were kind of a dumbass kid.
Yeah, a little bit. A little reckless.
Those escalators that go really high, those are scary. Like in the big malls or like the ones at the arena in Atlanta at State Farm, those escalators are really high. I noticed that when I was on the escalators.
I feel like you got to keep walking.
Is everybody in such a hurry that they, I mean.
At the airport especially, you got to keep walking.
Maybe at the airport. I don't know. Can people not just ride the escalator? What are you saving, 2 seconds?
I don't know.
If you're in a hurry, though.
Anyways, you got the story.
You like the ones at the airport that are flat?
That's the ones I was talking about.
You just
about.
Ride
You got to keep walking in those.
Those mess me up. I feel like I'm going to fall.
I feel like I'm walking so fast when I walk on those.
Like on a treadmill. I do walk on those because it's fun to walk on those. Well, anyway, there was a Canadian woman, and she was arrested for not holding the escalator handrail, and she's been awarded $20,000 in damages. Apparently, they arrested her because she was not holding onto the handrail. She was looking through a purse, and apparently, it is law in Canada that you have to hold the handrail.
That's disgusting.
And
I would hate that. I wouldn't want to put my hands on there. Everyone's hands have been on there.
The officer,
unless you're going to give me the Clorox wipes whenever I get off, or a nice thing of Purell, then I'm not doing that either.
Do you think hand sanitizer works? I feel like I'm just rubbing in the germs.
I think it works.
Well, the reason I wash
my hands. You're a Purell truther?
Well, here's the thing with hand sanitizer. Like, the reason I
wash. Please tell me the thing about hand sanitizer.
The reason I wash my hands is because I feel like I've touched something gross and I want to get it off. Like, this weekend, I went out to the bar, a local bar in my hometown, and this guy I hadn't seen in years came up to me and shook my hand, and it's one of the nastiest experiences I've ever had in my life. This guy was just dripping sweat. His hand was so wet when I shook his hand, I almost puked.
I got some hand sanitizer stats for you.
Okay.
Are you guys trying to take down... Big hand sanitizer.
big Germex.
Yeah, like what's happening here?
Well, they work by removing the outer layer of oil on your skin. So if your hands are like super dirty, apparently they don't really work or not very effective. And also if they contain less than 60% alcohol, it says they probably doesn't do enough.
So you need it to burn.
Yeah.
Because you know when it burns, you got to cut on your finger and you got to blow your finger, you know?
Yeah.
I like that stat. Let's take down Big Germex one bottle at a time.
Good luck, guys.
You know what I mean, though? Like if you have something gross, like you touch a guy's sweaty hand or something, or you pee on your hand or something, like, or you have like taco sauce all over your hands, like you want to wash it off, not just rub it in.
Yeah, I feel like if your hands are dirty, you need to do something. Like if they have like actual like sauce and stuff on them, I don't think you should go Purell. But I feel like if you're just worried about like touching germs, then that it works. Does that make sense?
Just touch a doorknob or something.
Yeah, if you cough on your hand or you like touch the escalator handles.
Sure, sure.
But yeah, if you got like barbecue sauce all over it, no, you probably should just get some water. All right, the drive's up next. Good Monday.